South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki is the leader of the African National Congress, or ANC. He's accustomed to full military honors with cannon salutes. In addresses to Parliament, Mbeki quotes poetry. He says South Africa has entered its age of hope.
We can and shall succeed in meeting the common objectives we have set ourselves as a nation, to build a better life for all in a country that no longer contains within it and represents much that is ugly and repulsive in human society.
Mbeki receives warm applause for his business-friendly policies. They're regarded by many as a model for developing countries. But he never gets a response like this. Jacob Zuma is deputy president of the ANC. When he appears in public, he's treated like a rock star. Zuma has adopted an anthem of his own, an anti-apartheid chant, "Bring Me My Machine Gun." When Zuma speaks, he connects with South Africa's poor.
Poverty has become one of the biggest opponents of human rights, prohibiting the right to education, property, security, employment, and even the right to life.
Mbeki and Zuma were once close allies, but they're now locked in a bitter fight for ANC president, and the contrast between the two reflects the changing nature of South Africa. Mbeki earned an economics degree while exiled in Europe. He enjoys support among the nation's political and business elite. Zuma, with no formal schooling, was part of the armed resistance inside South Africa. He's the champion of labor unions and the party's grassroots. Political analyst Zweletu Jalobi says class struggle is replacing race struggle now that apartheid is gone.
Some South Africans are becoming more wealthier than others. And those some South Africans are both black and white. And so the discourse is largely driven, I think, primarily by class interest, in the sense that the post-1994 government policies have not benefited the poorer sections of the population.
Discontent over education, sanitation, housing, healthcare, and salaries has been boiling over into the streets in recent years. Jalobi says President Mbeki has done little to quell the unrest. He calls it a powder keg.
I mean, it's unbelievable. People barricaded townships. They were like, we've had enough. Every year you have big strikes. And the way in which the government managed it is by deploying police who shoot rubber bullets. Something's wrong somewhere.
Zuma represents change. He is regarded as a gifted negotiator, but it's unclear if he could steer the nation's economy any better than Mbeki, or do a better job of persuading the poor to be patient. Economist Johannes Federke says Zuma hasn't revealed what he'd do.
There's this nascent and vague pressure towards more populist directions, more delivery on infrastructure, on social services, more welfare payments, and a whole host of potential measures. But it hasn't been firmly nailed down.
Traditionally, the ANC leader becomes president of South Africa. But this time, that may not hold true. Mbeki has already served 2 terms as the nation's president, the maximum allowed. And Zuma may again find himself in court. He was acquitted last year of raping a family friend, but he still faces allegations of corruption that could eventually land him in prison. Some South Africans dislike the infighting that's gripped the ANC, but Jonathan Fall at the Institute for Democracy in South Africa thinks a public fight is a healthy example for other African countries.
In South Africa, we're having a very, very significant debate about the minutiae of governance. That can only be good.
The real test will be if the fighting ends when the ANC leadership race is over, and whether a purge or peace building lies ahead. For The World, I'm Terry Fitzpatrick in Cape Town, South Africa.